Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, a registered dietitian, and today we are going to discuss the benefits of olive oil after bariatric surgery. And I really just want to talk about this food item and the property that is in olive oil that can be so beneficial to your health overall. So there's lots of gut benefits, but then also some other comorbidity factors that it could actually benefit. So let's kind of, I guess, give you the insight to why you should include olive oil in your diet daily and how utilizing this one food ingredient on a regular basis can set you up for success with your health and your success with bariatric surgery in general. Olive oil is just one of those things that you can easily do. And I've brought up the use of olive oil in regards to GLP-1 hormone release and how it can help suppress your appetite in a natural way. And that is where utilizing the olive oil regularly can be beneficial for that one property. But it also has a whole list of other beneficial attributes that I think warrant some recognition. And giving you the insight to this can really help you make informed decisions with your food choices on a daily basis. And you know, I try to teach all of my clients the importance of really just packaging their meals to give them sustainability to the next meal. And I get it. Sometimes you can't get any more food in and it does require snacking. And that's okay too. But learning how to package your meal with appropriate protein, appropriate fiber, and appropriate fats can make a huge difference in your appetite regulation. But then on the flip side, it also makes a huge impact on how your health is impacted. So I want to dig into olive oil and just kind of give you some important highlights and then explain all the benefits that you can attain by including this in your daily diet. So, olive oil is just a liquid fat that is extracted from olives. And how it's extracted kind of matters. And that's where it gets different names and the differences in what properties it provides. So, probably the most important one is extra virgin olive oil. And when I have talked about, you know, olive oil in regards to GLP-1, and I did come across studies showing that having just straight olive oil compared to extra virgin olive oil does have differences. So making sure that you purchase extra virgin olive oil as opposed to a bottle that just says olive oil is important because there are additional benefits that you attain from extra virgin olive oil. And it is considered really the highest quality of olive oil. And it is kind of pressed. It's like cold pressed. So there's no heating involved. And when the bottle says cold pressed, and when it says first cold pressed, that's even a higher quality. So when you're looking on bottles, and there's lots of brands, and I really do try to purchase brands that have a harvest date on them. And that you just look on the back of the label and you can find if there's a harvest date. If it doesn't mention it, then I would put it down and continue looking until you find one that does have it. And The extra virgin olive oil, if it says, ideally first cold pressed, second cold pressed, you just don't want it to be heat extracted is the key point. So the extra virgin olive oil is going to have this first press, and that is going to significantly improve the amount of polyphenols that are in it and the natural antioxidants that are overall providing the benefits to your health. So a higher extra virgin olive oil is a higher quality olive oil that provides more polyphenols and more beneficial effects to your health. Now, one that says virgin olive oil, it's similar, but has a higher acidity level and same great flavor and aroma, but fewer polyphenols than the extra virgin olive oil. And then it can be like a refined olive oil. Years ago, I dug into, you know, healthy fats. How can I, you know, support my patients with educating them on healthy fats? And I had no idea the controversy of olive oil and how shady the manufacturers of olive oil were, and that it was a big thing. Again, I had absolutely no idea. So there is lots of, what do you want to call it? I guess fraud when it comes to olive oil, and that it's not 100% olive oil that are in some bottles. And there's some loose labeling laws and some ability that allows the manufacturers to get away with not being 100% transparent in what is in the bottle. And I think that's what led to all this controversy. And this has probably been a decade ago that I dug into this. But again, looking for the harvest date is your way of knowing that, hey, at least I know it's been harvested and when, and knowing that you're getting a pure product. Whereas when they don't have the harvest date, you don't know what and when and how old it is or what it's mixed with because of the labeling laws allowing or being so loose and allowing many things to be included in that bottle. So a refined one is really not going to have as many polyphenols and have the benefits. So a bottle that just says olive oil is not guaranteed to be just olive oil. So again, it's one of those things that seems to me wrong, and it doesn't make sense that some of this stuff has been allowed. But in the end, I think it's not surprising with the food industry and, you know, how do they maintain profitability when, you know, if you think about it, to some degree, it's not their fault because they are following the influence. They are following the health influence. And, you know, decades ago, fat was the enemy. So they pulled fat out of all the food and then they jacked up the carbohydrates in it. Now we're saying the carbs are the enemy and everything's low carb, and they're just trying to make money and to be profitable. And so they're following the health trends, right or wrong. But because that's what people vote with their purchasing dollars. So by you making a purchase of an extra virgin olive oil over just a straight olive oil, it's telling those manufacturers, this is of importance and we need more of this. So that's where, you know, staying educated on food and just understanding the benefits and really choosing, you know, keeping your diet as close to whole real foods as possible the majority of the time, where you don't feel, you know, restricted in any way, but yet you feel empowered to make healthier choices. So again, when you're purchasing olive oil, go for the extra virgin olive oil. If you can get it first cold press, awesome. If not, go for a pressed olive oil where it's extracted by compressing the olives down to squeeze out all of the olive oil. And there's no heat and there's no chemical added that has to be burned off. So that's kind of the big picture of it. So how much should you consume? And again, I talked about this with the GLP-1. So for optimal health benefits, most studies show 10 to 20 grams or 2 1/4 teaspoons to 4 1/2 teaspoons per day. And even some of the studies go up to 30 grams, and which is as high as 6 3/4 of a teaspoon. So that's a lot. That's like 2 tablespoons and 3/4 of a teaspoon a day. So, but I will say the research is very compelling and very interesting in how getting that amount in daily can really truly be beneficial. So anywhere from 2 teaspoons to 3 tablespoons. Think of it that way. So I would, again, start small, start adding it to things, and it's an easy way to get in a healthy fat, a polyphenol, some appetite suppression, a great way to include it in your diet for just those simple things that you have to deal with. You can make salad dressings with it. You can, dip things in it. You can drizzle it on things. You can mix it with things to spread over foods. So again, easy ways is just, mixing it with things so that you have the purest property of it. Some believe that you can't cook with it or you shouldn't cook with it. You lose some of the benefits and the oxidation that occurs in the heating process. And they find that that is what is the negative piece. Some of the studies that I've seen is if you don't heat it above 350 degrees. So I try to opt for, if I'm cooking, I am using avocado oil. If I am making salad dressings, if I'm drizzling it on my cottage cheese or putting it in a smoothie or making some type of marinade, I am using the olive oil more in those fresh states where it's not going to be heat. So what are the benefits of extra virgin olive oil after bariatric surgery? So you can think of extra virgin olive oil as a healthy monounsaturated fat. And it is oleic acid, which is a monounsaturated fat, is a significant component of extra virgin olive oil. And these healthy fats help support your health and your blood lipid levels and reducing the chances of cardiovascular complications that are associated with obesity and post-bariatric surgery patients. So again, this type of fat, this oleic acid or this monounsaturated fat is what extra virgin olive oil is composed of. So it's important to include these in your diet regularly. It also has anti-inflammatory properties, and the polyphenols that are found in the extra virgin olive oil have been shown to have strong anti-inflammatory properties. So if you have a lot of joint pain, achy, you know that your CRP or your C-reactive protein, which is a blood marker of your inflammatory response in your body, if it is above 1, so you want that to be 1 or less, or really you want it to be less than 1, like 0.9 or lower. But it definitely you don't want it to be greater than 1. So if you know that that is elevated, then that is a great opportunity to start adding extra virgin olive oil to your meals to help support that anti-inflammatory property. The next one is gut health. It can really help support a healthy gut. The polyphenols are what help grow that good bacteria inhibit the overgrowth of the harmful bacteria. And I'll go in a little deeper here in just a little bit on how gut health is truly impacted with extra virgin olive oil. The next one is the blood pressure regulation. And studies have shown that extra virgin olive oil reduces hypertension-related complication by stabilizing your blood pressure. So something so simple as adding olive oil to your meals can help with the big picture of keeping your blood pressure in check. The next is blood sugar control, which it kind of goes back to that package of, you know, protein, healthy fats, and fiber, and really packaging your meals in this way, in this manner, where you're getting those healthy components. And that is what provides that blood sugar stability. But insulin sensitivity is often improved after bariatric surgery, but blood sugar fluctuations can still occur. And as a result, extra virgin olive oil, the monounsaturated fatty acids, insulin sensitivity, and glucose metabolism are enhanced just from the extra virgin olive oil or that oleic acid because of it's a monounsaturated fatty acid, resulting in better control of your blood sugar levels. So again, you're providing that healthy fat. It also provides a satiation and helps you get to that next meal better. The next one is weight management. Even though olive oil has more calories, it can still be part of a balanced diet. So I know that many people get so confused when it comes to calories. How many calories should I be doing? What should I be focusing on? How low should I be? How high should I be? And there's a lot of factors that play into a person's actual calorie needs. And meeting your metabolic needs is important. And even though extra virgin olive oil is going to be higher in calories compared to a carbohydrate or a protein, it's still part of making a balanced diet. So don't be afraid because of the calorie component. Don't be afraid to add it to your meals. And then it also has some cardioprotective effects. It has been shown to lower your LDL cholesterol, your triglycerides, and it can increase your good cholesterol, the HDL. One study showed that extra virgin olive oil had beneficial effects on cardiovascular health, reducing inflammation and oxidative stress, which we can think of oxidative stress as the human equivalent of rusting. It's like your joints are rusting from the oxidative stress, showing that it improves cholesterol and glucose metabolism. So the study indicated that the extra virgin olive oil may be a useful dietary intervention of chronic kidney disease patients as well. It allows you some versatility in cooking and provides a nice flavor and a great way to easily get in some healthy fats that provide the additional benefits to your body outside of just that satiation factor. And then the last one is even cognitive function. Extra virgin olive oil has been shown to improve cognition in several ways. For example, it can improve the brain blood flow, protect nerve cells, and reduce inflammation. One study found that people who consumed extra virgin olive oil reduced their risk of Alzheimer's and enhanced brain connectivity than those who consumed other types of fat. So think about butter and lard and bacon fat, those types of fats. So it's not the monounsaturated fatty acids. So you're getting more saturated fats. So you get better cognition with the extra virgin olive oil. Another study found that extra virgin olive oil improved memory and cognitive function in older adults. So extra virgin olive oil may be beneficial for people with mild cognitive impairment. And this is characterized by mild problems with memory and your thinking, that type of thing. But they do find that people with those problems are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. A study of people with the mild cognitive impairment found that those who consumed extra virgin olive oil had improved cognitive function and brain connectivity compared to those who consumed refined oil. So, how does olive oil affect the gut microbiota composition? So, this is important. Bariatric surgery changes your gut microbiome in positive ways, but we know that it doesn't fully rescue a gut that is out of balance. And we know, so back up a smidge, we know that obesity, being obese, comes with having gut dysbiosis. So it's a contributor. So which comes first? Is it, you know, the chicken or the egg? I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I think one leads to the other and it just gets you in a vicious cycle where you become more efficient at the absorption of calories because certain bacteria, having more of certain bacteria can increase the amount of calories that you actually extract from food. So this is an important piece when it comes to weight maintenance. If your gut is out of balance, you have to make sure that you have the right types of gut bacteria there to support a healthy microbiome so that you don't extract more calories from your food. And I think after bariatric surgery, I think this is a piece of it. I think, you know, prior to surgery, you come in with gut dysbiosis because this is a known thing. Obesity has gut, you have gut dysbiosis. We know through studies showing that bariatric surgery improves that significantly, but it doesn't fully reverse it or fully correct it. So we still have some gut dysbiosis. That's why it's important to make sure that you address it and correct that full gut dysbiosis and repair that whole gut environment after you've had bariatric surgery. Because otherwise, if you don't, then the ability for that to return is there because you're never going to get full resolution and the amount of calories that you could be extracting from food could continue to rise. So the bacterial composition in your gut is really referring to the type and the amount of bacteria in your digestive tract. And the goal is to have a gut that is diverse. You want a lot of different types of bacteria in your gut and in the right amount. You don't want way too much of one and way too little or none of another. So it's all about balance. They're all supposed to live harmoniously in your gut, all the good and the bad guys. And you, the more that you have those good quality gut bacteria, then you have the ability to fight off the bad guys when they show up. So say you get exposed with some, you know, bad food or some food that's maybe sat out a little too long and, you know, there's now some bacteria growing that could be harmful. The more you have of the good guys, your body's ability to fight that off is there and easier for you as long as it's not too crazy high. So, you know, food poisoning, a whole new ball game, but you know, think of the things that we get exposed to every day that we are, you know, around, that's all over everything in our life. It's on the shopping cart handles, it's on packages that other people and everyone has touched. I mean, there's microbes in everywhere. There's bacteria, there's pathogens, there's viruses, there's all kinds of different bacteria living in and around us that we could easily, when you don't have enough of the good guys, then that's when they could easily take over. So again, like we're saying, bariatric surgery changes this positively, but it doesn't fully correct it. So moving through and correcting it fully is important and making sure that you set yourself up for success. And there's been studies showing that with the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, it reduces the richness and diversity of the gut microbiome. So that means you have fewer varieties of different bacteria and there's less population of each of them. So you have fewer of the good guys, and they're not very hardy. So again, the surgery shifts that, and it's important to fix. Studies have also shown that the sleeve gastrectomy can enhance the diversity of the gut flora in the first year following surgery, increasing the levels of harmful bacteria, which can cause inflammation and infection. Now, additionally, we know that the sleeve gastrectomy can enhance the diversity of your gut flora in the first year following surgery. So we don't know enough past that. I think more studies are being done that we can understand this better. But in a nutshell, you know, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, sleeve gastrectomy are the two most popular surgeries. And we know that there are positives and negatives in the gut shifts that occur. And the key is continuing the work. The surgery does some of the work for you and shifts things in a positive way. I just encourage you to continue that work after surgery so that you set yourself up for success long term. According to one study, they show that the polyphenols in the extra virgin olive oil act as prebiotics and can help modulate the gut microbiome after bariatric surgery. And think of the prebiotics as food for the bacteria. So that is what your gut bacteria fuel off of, is the prebiotic fibers. So that's why it's important to make sure you're consuming those types of foods in your diet regularly. And olive oil has the polyphenols, which can provide that fuel source for your gut bacteria. Additionally, the polyphenols can help inhibit pathogenic bacteria like Enterobacter and Clostridium. So that's a great thing that you're supporting yourself in protection. Just by adding extra virgin olive oil can help suppress that overgrowth of, or that ability for, you know, bacteria to easily take over. Now, how does olive oil affect the gut microbiota function? So we talked about the composition, but what about the function of your gut microbiome? The gut microbiome can produce short-chain fatty acids. And I talk about short-chain fatty acids all the time, showing the importance of having adequate amounts of short-chain fatty acids of butyrate, acetate, propionate. All three of those short chain fatty acids are super beneficial to the whole ecosystem of your gut and helps keep a nice thick mucus layer for them to protect the tight junctions in your gut lining so that you don't get issues with intestinal permeability or what you will know it as leaky gut. So again, this is something that is important to have occurring in your gut. And they feed off of those fiber-filled carbohydrates. So and prebiotic fibers and resistant starch, those are the foods that your gut bacteria fuel off of that then produce this short-chain fatty acid. It has been shown that the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass can enhance the expression of genes involved in glucose and insulin metabolism by the gut microbiome. Proteins encoded by these genes play a vital role in controlling blood sugar levels and in preventing the development of diabetes. And it has been demonstrated that the sleeve gastrectomy decreases the short chain fatty acid production by the gut microbiome and enhances inflammation and oxidative stress in gene expression. So I think there's more data needed for that. I think we need to understand more fully why they find this occurring. And is this something to be concerned about? Should this help in making informed choices of which surgery to have? Again, you know, you want short chain fatty acid production. Everyone needs short chain fatty acid production. Without it, it's chronic disease. Your body will not be without disease. So it's a property that your body is producing from your gut bacteria, consuming the fiber-filled carbohydrates and resistant starch and polyphenols and all of those things that it can fuel off of and the prebiotics, that it then creates this byproduct that is very supportive in your overall health and allowing you to maintain a healthy weight and allowing you to have a remission in diabetes and blood pressure and all of those things. Extra virgin olive oil can modulate the gut microbiome after bariatric surgery by providing the polyphenols that your gut need. And they act as antioxidants and anti-inflammatory agents. Additionally, they reduce oxidative stress by scavenging the free radicals, which are bad. Now, how does olive oil impact blood pressure? So blood pressure basically is just a measure of how much pressure the blood exerts on the walls of your arteries. And a normal blood pressure is 120 over 80. And it has been proven that high blood pressure has a higher risk of health-related issues, so hypertension. And despite its benefits of reducing body weight and heart strain, bariatric surgery can be related with fluctuations in your blood pressure. Not everyone gets to come off of blood pressure medication after bariatric surgery. Some of this is genetically driven. So this is something that you may have to be super efficient at and do extra things just to maintain normal blood pressure levels. And this is where monounsaturated fatty acids can help. So extra virgin olive oil can lower blood pressure after bariatric surgery by relaxing the arteries, reducing inflammation, and modulating blood pressure regulating hormones. And according to a few studies, olive oil can lower blood pressure in hypertensive individuals, making it a valuable component in a postoperative diet for hypertensive patients. Now, what is the role of the polyphenols in olive oil? And extra virgin olive oil contains abundant polyphenols. So we know that buying an extra virgin olive oil over just an olive oil, you get more polyphenols. So that is one compound that you want to have in your diet, polyphenols. And they act as powerful antioxidants, anti-inflammatory agents, and studies have shown the positive benefits of polyphenols in metabolic health and weight management. So the ability of polyphenols to promote gut health is one of their key benefits. So we know that polyphenols really do help support acromantia, which is the bacteria that can influence GLP-1 release. And we know that it's very common when acromantia is low or undetectable in one's like stool test, that it is typically difficult for them to lose weight. Several studies have shown that polyphenols in olive oil support beneficial gut bacterial growth and inhibit harmful ones. So, how can you start including more extra virgin olive oil in your diet? And the easiest answer is really mimicking more of a Mediterranean diet. Now, it's going to be different for every person, but a Mediterranean diet is one that is going to have olive oil consumption higher, as well as plenty of fresh vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. So just slowly incorporating like more beans and lentils and vegetables, lots of, you know, leafy greens, and including those regularly in your diet can be super beneficial. And one study found the Mediterranean diet had a number of health benefits for people with obesity and obesity-related disorders like weight loss and maintenance, reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, improved blood sugar control, reduced inflammation, and improved gut health. And the study also found that the Mediterranean diet is a safe and sustainable dietary pattern for people of all ages. And this Mediterranean style of eating includes extra virgin olive oil, and this can help be a part of a healthy plan for your health strategy after bariatric surgery. So let's wrap this up. So even though there is never one magic food that's going to fix all of your problems, especially after bariatric surgery, the goal is to have a balanced approach where you're prioritizing proteins, healthy fats, plenty of fiber-filled carbohydrates, and lots of color on your plate. And extra virgin olive oil can be a part of this healthful diet so that it sets you up for success long term. So if you are looking to improve your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your gut microbiome, and or just really help support a healthy weight, start including extra virgin olive oil, which I know in your brain sounds weird because you're getting more calories from this food item. But again, you have to look past sometimes the numbers and you have to look at what it provides for you. And you can easily still consume a moderate calorie diet that meets all of your needs without being restrictive and not including extra virgin olive oil. So I hope this has helped, and I really hope that you will check out extra virgin olive oil at the store and make sure you're buying the right type of olive oil, that it has a harvest date, and you're looking for the right properties of olive oil when you go to the store. So I'd love to have any questions. Let me know your thoughts, and I'd love to connect with you if you need support in choosing better foods and just knowing how to apply it to your life. So you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.